I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Okay, hello, ladies, gentlemen, and kids and children, to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast. And I'm very excited. Today I have a new host to co-host this podcast with me. His name is Rupan Paul. What's up, Rupan?
Oh, wow. Good honor to be here, dude.
Yeah. How does it feel to be a one-time only host on this podcast series that I've been doing with Rupan Paul for so many years?
It feels good, dude. It feels familiar also, oddly.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
But such as just like this second wave of this lockdown. It feels familiar, oddly.
Feels like we've done this before.
We have done this before, like a deja vu. Yeah.
Like I just saw this tweet by Ramesh Srivats online.
Okay.
And he was
like, okay, firstly, let me congratulate you on not starting this podcast with a meme.
Oh, yeah. Not a meme this time. Tweet. Now I'm active on Twitter. No. So.
Okay. All right. What does the tweet say?
He said, I liked the first lockdown because at least then they had reasons why we were in lockdown, you know, to set up medical infrastructure or to understand the virus better. Now we're going into lockdown because we're like, guys, we don't know what else to do. Just stay inside.
Yeah, I think this was the first lockdown where India volunteered.
Yeah, they were like, please, can we just do lockdown?
We were like, yeah. No. We will actually do it even if you don't announce it.
Yeah.
This is a voluntary lockdown.
Correct.
And you know what is the... I'm also enjoying the vaccine availability also. Oh, I like that.
Killing
also.
It.
I'm quite...
Dude, it's so sad, because now... Is your company giving vaccine for all the employees?
No.
Okay, so I just saw like a bunch of CEOs bragging about it. Like Zomato is giving it to all their partners, their delivery people. Swiggy is giving it to delivery people. Then some writing companies are like giving it to their employees and their families.
I mean, let's be honest. a writing company. Do you really think they're essential workers in this
no,
COVID
but
times?
They're basically just funding the vaccine for everybody. And for every employee they vaccinate, they give 5 free to people in need.
Interesting.
So something like that, right? And amidst all this, I was thinking, wow, this is such a weird time to be a freelancer. Because can't even get vaccine.
You can't even get a vaccine.
What's the point of freelancing?
I think...
They're like, hey, you have your time.
Of something.
You have free time.
Yeah.
You have, creative freedom. But I don't have vaccine. What's the point of all this?
Yeah. I don't have a chance to live, right? I was thinking of a weird story today. Mm-hmm. What if someone actually, before the lockdown was that people used to quit their jobs to become comedians, right? Because that was the only thing that offers some level of satisfaction and sanity.
Correct.
They thought, right? Like, what if like all of us right now quit our jobs, right? To become Zomato delivery guys so we get vaccines.
Just to get vaccinated. It's very possible.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing
it. Right now, there's no possibility of vaccine, dude. Yeah. So, like, what do you do?
By hook
or
crook.
What are the chances?
Russia is apparently doing tourism, vaccine tourism.
Vaccine tourism?
Yeah. So, basically, you can get into Russia for a 21-day trip. You land, you take your first shot, then you do tourism for 21 days, and then you take the second shot and you leave.
Hey, Kritat, I have a joke for you. Mm. Now, in hindsight...
Yeah.
Do you think like Edward Snowden thinks to himself secretly that, hey, maybe being, in Russia is not such a bad thing.
just for the vaccine.
But I think for a good part, like this time everyone's, focusing on the vaccine. Mm. But last lockdown, oh my God.
Oh.
The amount of shit people did to control this entire thing at home.
I loved it. I loved home remedies. Home remedies, my favorite. Do you know, like one of our friend was trying to look for a plasma donor for a friend. For their friend.
Yeah.
And they got a message. Like they put out a post saying, hey, if any plasma donors, call me on this number. And some old man messaged him saying, hey, you don't need plasma at all. Just put like lemon and like camphor into that person's nose.
Exactly. Lemon and camphor into that person's nose. And and like, unfortunately, not to depress you all, but that person passed away.
Oh,
like,
crap.
The day before or so.
Yeah. Not to depress you all.
Take it lightly.
Yeah, but it's just that's what it's become. It's come down to that where people are just like falling off the bridge left, right and center, and people are like, hey, we should put lemon juice, we should put camphor.
Yeah,
what's the point of vaccine then? We should just do all that.
No, but if you notice, Kritat, the issue is every Indian is a doctor also.
Correct.
Right? like every Indian, like, you know, like my mom, mm. she's been confidently prescribing medicines to all the people who have worked in our houses.
Oh, wow.
Right? It'll be like headache. Yeah, just take Dolo 650. She prescribes it by the milligram. Yeah. 650 mg, Fexin, 350 mg, one time before lunch.
Yeah. People just think whatever medicine they took at one point in their life, they can just give it to everybody.
Yeah. They're like, you know, hey, why go to the doctor? He's going to tell what I'm going to tell only.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, save the money, give it to me. But I love home remedy.
So that is one level. That is one level of home remedy also. Though it's like not, the medicine is not made at home, but it's prescribed from home. That's the starting level. That's the most educated level. Yeah,
that is true.
That's the starting level. Oh, the starting level is for if you're an educated person, is you'll just prescribe some medicine. No, just take a 650 mg, this, and you'll feel okay.
Right. Dude, I know my mom is part Malayali, right? So my mom is not part Malayali. Like, I am part Malayali. My mom's Malayali. Right?
Your mom's full Malayali?
She's from Palakkad. So.
Right. Okay.
Right. So on the family group I have with her, I got a message which is so stereotypically Malayali. Where it was this WhatsApp forward that said, if you put coconut oil around your nose, the virus will not enter because it gets stuck in the coconut oil.
Yeah, right. It'll slip. No.
It'll get stuck because it's viscous, right? Then when you clean the coconut oil, it'll go away. Our mom is so adorable, right? Because she's also so scared at this point. And a person who's very aware of such things, right? Even she's coming and asking me, like, do you think this works or is it a fake forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, just let anything work. It's okay.
Yeah, I think at this point, we'll even go to a witch doctor to like get well. That's a great career option during this time, to be a healer.
Oh, no. For sure. We should do that. Forget the Zomato plan. We'll make enough money. We'll make enough money from healing and then go to Russia.
Yeah, then get the actual vaccine.
Is there something that you have been like exposed to as a child, home remedy wise?
A bunch, man, like, you know, but I don't know, so maybe some of them work also, right? Like, what are the usual remedies that we follow? Okay, let me start by, what is the weirdest remedy that I've seen happen in my family? Okay. So my mom once
is it Christianity?
No, you're not too far from the truth, because I got a WhatsApp from one of my family group, and they said, before getting out of bed, for extra strength, read this verse. For extra courage, read that verse. This is the prescription. That's also kind of three times a day.
That's also kind of a home remedy if you think about it.
Yeah. This is something that, this is something that you can do at home while places of worship are not open.
Correct.
Do two, three times a day.
Yeah. So what is the weird one you were going to say?
The weird one is my mother had, like, I think a wart on her face, right? It's like this black thing that grew out of her face. Very small. Mm. And someone said, light an agarbatti and place it and it'll just fall off.
What? The smoke of the agarbatti.
And the thing is, my mom tried it.
And did it fall off?
It just became like a black thing that melted into her skin and burnt her. And you know,
it actually worked.
Strangest thing. It just melted into her skin. Of course it worked because it melted, right? But it burnt her skin a little bit. And the person
so now she has a permanent black mark.
No, it of course got sorted out. This was like years ago, 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. And the person who suggested this home remedy was actually a doctor. So imagine the medicines she prescribed.
Like what kind of doctor? Like actual doctor or like some Ayurveda doctor?
She was like a general physician. She was like studied an MBBS and all that. The whole shit.
Wow. Yeah, then why will like take business doctor away from you?
Or maybe it's a clever ploy to come back.
She'll come back with some skin allergy from agarbatti or something.
Yeah, be like, skin allergy. I'll give you an actual medicine now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what is the weirdest home remedy you have seen?
I've seen like a fair bunch of it. Most of it, like, you know, so my grandmother, my dad's mom, actually used to do pranic healing. It's basically like they use like a treatment where they use like touch and prayers and heat and all of that to fix your pain.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to do that. So whenever I used to sprain my ankle or something while playing as a kid, I used to always just like ask my grandmom to do pranic healing.
And it worked.
It's called Reiki.
Reiki, I mean, I've heard of Reiki.
Yeah, it's something like that.
I've heard of Reiki.
So I think it's... Right. Yeah, but now that I'm more read about stuff in the world, I've heard that it's because it's placebo. So...
Yeah. There's something else.
Most things are
placebo.
Placebo,
which is... I think even a chiropractor is apparently... that is definitely placebo. If there is a use, I mean, like a case to explain placebo, I think homeopathy is right on top of the chart. Right?
homeopathy is the case example.
Like, I'll give you an example. My mom had some problem that she needed, like, you know, homeopathy. And someone recommended homeopathy for her, okay? So we go to this place. And there was this guy who was a homeopath, right? And the thing is, he was disabled.
What?
Like, his hand was completely kind of disfigured, okay? And he had a huge drawer with those white pills, right? And he would take, like, those white pills and just put, like, a few medicines on it and then just shake it up. And looking back at it, it was like, if your homeopathy works so well, why is your hand like that?
I know, right?
Couldn't you have taken some right homeopathy and just healed your hand?
I have one very insensitive joke, okay? It's not even insensitive joke. Insensitive observation, okay? So basically, the homeopathy doctor, I had a throat problem, okay? Like a tonsils thing as a kid. So my mom took me to this homeopathy doctor. Mm-hmm. Right? And she was slightly obese. Okay.
Right.
And then later, when I was, I don't know, 25 or 26 years old, I read about this book about alternate medicine and all of that. And it said that people who take a lot of homeopathic medication, apparently it messes up their sugar levels. So they tend to have weight gain problems. And the first thought I had was, oh, that's why that doctor was fat.
No, this is not being insensitive. It's being factual, right? Oh, yeah, no, it all comes back after some time. Sometimes you like live your entire childhood thinking it's normal, and then you grow up to be an adult and you'll be like, what a joke my entire childhood was.
I know, and my mom took me to it. Like, even they didn't know better. Like, they didn't have like that many resources to know from.
Yeah, I've only heard horror stories, dude. My mom, again, she visited some homeopathy doctor whom she met in Chennai, okay? And this was on New Year's Eve. And then she had such a horrible chest pain that she thought she's going to get a heart attack and die. Okay, because this medicine reacted, her body reacted to this medicine in such a strange way, okay?
Yeah.
And it became so
but
much
homeopathy
more worse.
Doesn't have side effects, right?
And listen to this. The story is right now, right? Okay. You know how my mother solved that? She said, like, you know what? I have too much of chest pain. Must be gas. And you know what my family does every time someone has gas? We just drink a Coca-Cola. We just drink a cola or
some more
Fanta
sugar
or a Sprite. Or a Mountain Dew, and be like, we burped, all the gases come out.
Oh yeah, I know this. This is the best home remedy ever.
So she fixed one failure home remedy with like a home remedy that worked.
Oh man, but I think like these home remedies are now getting repackaged, you know?
Okay.
Like they're becoming more professional. Like before, like I remember my grandmom used to put like, in the ancient times or whatever, they used to use a lot of turmeric because it had like healing problem. Like it's anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory. That's a new word that we learned. That's a new word that all of us learned in this last 2 years.
Hey, no. Yeah, that's true. But I also write for healthcare. So,
Right. Okay. So, Krithath is one of those people. Okay. Yeah.
I'm the guy who makes these words popular.
Right. Yeah. You are the influencer for these words. Yeah.
Right. So and obviously, like, people used to cook meat, right? They used to wash the meat and then they put like turmeric, and they're like, hey, if you put turmeric, it doesn't smell. Right. So they just knew you'd do those things, but they didn't know the reason behind. But now people are like, hey, we'll sell a turmeric latte as a healthy option.
Turmeric latte, that's right, yeah.
So that's what it is. It's like these home remedies always existed. They never knew why they were doing it.
But now they're all rebranded.
But now, like, they're trying to sell it as, like you said, immunity booster.
Immunity booster, right, yeah.
Like you said, immune boosters.
Absolutely. Yeah, just rebranding, dude. What has happened in this last... See, the thing is, no... After, what was the last great invention? The last great invention was probably Android, right?
And the light bulb.
Not that long. I think I would say Android, right? Android was the last great invention, huh. And then we stopped. Okay? Everything else, right. Like Twitter, Instagram, all that, yeah, somewhat, dude. Okay, whatever, right? It was not that great.
Yeah.
But like Android was the great actual invention.
True.
That came, right? And correct. I think after that, right? Correct. Like, when did Android come? About 15 years ago? Approximately the early versions, I guess, of Android,
yeah. Give or take,
right? Okay, the after that, people did not know what to invent, so they just rebranded a lot of old things. Like, for example, have you noticed in the last 15 years the word entrepreneur has become really famous, right? Like, even 30 yeah, years ago, correct. If you were doing what an entrepreneur does today, right, you'll be like, hey, that guy, he just runs business.
Businessman.
Yeah, businessman.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, the impression you had of a businessman was some guy who's taken some shady borrowings.
Yeah, or like takes a lot of flights for no reason.
Or if he's successful, takes a lot of Air India flights, right? Carrying that briefcase.
Yeah. For some reason.
For some reason, it's always one business, correct. Briefcase, right? Yeah, but I think there's a lot of just rebranding that happened.
These organic food brands, right? That's also, if you think about it, like proper home remedy rebranding only.
Yeah.
Like, because see, there was a time when people used to not use pesticides in their thing, right? Mm-hmm. Then they wanted to increase yield. So they started using all these extra things, chemicals, pesticides, whatever.
Right.
Then they realized, oh crap, we're getting screwed properly. So let's start a new market and go back to not using pesticides.
Yeah. Yeah.
And charge 3 times the cost.
Exactly. So it's almost like there's more incentive for us to live unhealthily than healthily. Like to have, I went to a, I mean, before the second wave happened, I went to a yoga cafe. Have you been to one of those? Right? It's the best.
The one I told you about.
Exactly. This is the one that you recommended me to go, right? Just to do some, just so I can work out of a cafe and not be at my home. Oh, the number of pretentious people that come there. It's the same people who run NGOs, all wearing jute and khadi and having cloth bags and unshaven beards who have not used deodorant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who come there. And this, what pretentious stuff, dude. There's something called as a sound bath. Have you heard of a sound bath? A sound bath, dude, where you bathe yourself with therapeutic sound.
What nonsense.
So you just, like, you have a metallic bowl, okay, and you just, with a wooden, you know, like a, I'm going to call it a thumper, right? You just thump that metallic bowl and then move this thumper around the sides of the bowl, right? And
move it around the bowl. Yeah,
and it produces a weird sound, right? Which, if you ask me, is kind of annoying.
True.
Like, imagine taking a construction worker to that, right? He'd be like, what is this? How do you find this therapeutic, you abnormal pieces of shit, right? So I went to this yogi cafe, right? And I went there, and there was this thing that I ordered. It was just basically like vegetables with hummus, right? And it costed me about $250, dude. I can get 2 McDonald's burgers for $250. It's so
but
sad.
But it won't be healthy and pretentious, right?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's how you look at people now. But how do you get people to stop believing in home remedies that don't work, Rupen? Closing thoughts.
That home remedies that don't work. Okay. I don't
like
know.
Like home remedies that are like placebo. Or do you just let them live their bubble, Papa? What is it? Whom is it harming?
I mean, I just see like results, right? Like, but the sad thing is you can't rub results in people's face, because most of the time when something doesn't work, it's when they're like, you know, really sick. They'll be like, see, I told you it won't work. You can't tell that to people.
Yeah, that's true. But like, why don't you go inhale steam now from your hospital bed?
That's what, imagine someone's at the end of their life, right? And be like, if they only tried that steam inhalation at home, they would have lived. I don't think that has ever happened. So I think
he didn't listen. Yeah,
so I think in a weird way, that is the way to convince people that home remedies don't work. That in case, like if someone, for example, if your oxygen levels really drop and you don't go to the hospital, and this is like a hypothetical someone, right?
Yeah.
And that person unfortunately doesn't make it. And then you'll be like, oh my God, why didn't these people act fast?
Yeah.
And then you can use that as a lesson to tell other people, like, see, these people didn't act fast. And the same thing could happen to you if you don't act fast. That means that's a logical case. But there's never going to be a case.
So stop putting lemon.
Never going to be a case where something horrible happens and be like, you know, see, those people didn't have turmeric water and see what happened.
The most popular remedy that went viral in the second wave was people in tier 3 cities in UP and Bihar applying cow dung on themselves.
Applying cow dung on themselves.
Oh my God.
That is, I hope it works also. I hope it works. Yeah. And I hope they don't come and take the vaccine and I'll get my slot easily. I'm really hoping that it works. I'm going to put it in every prayer group that's there, in like, you know, the, every Christian prayer group that someone adds me on. I'm just going to say, please pray for UP and please pray that they're right about this entire thing about cow dung working so that I don't have to wait in line for my COVID vaccine. By all means.
Yeah. How we are obsessed with easy options.
Yeah.
That's the basis of home remedy, if you think.
Exactly. Just because it's easy, it doesn't mean it's right.
They're like, yo, who will go to hospital, ask a doctor, get a consultation.
Yeah, don't all that. Just take turmeric at
tried and tested. My grandmom will be eating for so long. Look at her. She's 90 years old.
It's pretty bad, but I'll tell you one.
That's an insane excuse.
I'll tell you one thing, all right, which I want your opinion on. You know what is the strangest home remedy that people try to cure? They try to cure infertility at home, right?
You like can clear that with home remedy.
Yeah. Okay. So I I just got to know during the lockdown that, you know, drumstick, right? Like drumstick is actually very good for fertility. Okay.
Drumstick is good for fertility.
Drumstick is very good for fertility. And I was telling my girlfriend about this, my fiance about this. And she's very sweet. She asked, like, really? Fertility? And I was like, yeah. Look at how it's shaped.
That's why. This was all a setup for a bad joke.
I just didn't want to disappoint you. But you still didn't tell me what is... Okay, hey, so thanks, apart from... Man. Apart from Reiki, you would say that Reiki is the weirdest home remedy that you have personally encountered.
Yeah, Reiki is that I have indulged in.
That you have indulged in. Okay, all right. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing can beat that, man. Come on. It's like we're trying to cure something without even touching it. Yeah, that's how we roll, man. We're just waiting. See, nobody listens to podcasts and nobody's asking us to apologize.
Oh, just wait, Krithath. I'm waiting for you to become famous.
Yeah.
And once you do become famous, this is the episode that you're going to
take. You'll public all my podcast episodes.
You're going to call frustrations out. Okay.
Awesome sauce. So then, final advice for people stuck at home. What can they do?
Final advice for people stuck
at home. How are you keeping busy?
I don't know. I think the final advice of people stuck at home is try to survive.
Study hard, get well.
Study hard, get well soon. That is... it's so sad, dude. No, because I remember... Can I tell you this one last thing? We don't know how to treat sicknesses, right? Right? Like if someone falls sick in your family, we really don't know what to tell people. Like I remember once my mother, she felt like really chronically ill. This was like years ago. About 15 years ago, right? Yeah. And some auntie called my house and she's like, right now there is nothing you can do but study well. That's how we saw illnesses in our country. And again, if I have to bring up a point, she was an educated person who did at least 3 degrees. So imagine, imagine the hope that we have in our country.
Imagine how much people fell sick in her house.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. She got a degree.
Every time someone, that's an odd way to react to an illness. Oh my God, my uncle has cancer. Oh, let me do 2 PhDs.
It's okay. All you can do now is study.
You can't solve everything by studying.
Oh God.
All right. Cool.
Good. Okay then, thank you friends for listening to this episode. We'll be back again next week. Stay safe, stay indoors, and don't spread the virus more than it already has.
Don't spread the virus. Thank you guys. Cheers.
Bye-bye.